As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce premier CBD chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD pet hip and joint health chews and Plus CBD pet calming care chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Welcome to Intelligent Alternative Therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, the second hour of our weekend program. We got lots to talk about this hour, and we want you to be part of it. 877-726-8255 for comments and questions. Among the things we're going to talk about, a new blood test can forecast the potential to develop Alzheimer's even decades before symptoms take hold. Also, on the subject of Alzheimer's, can health and lifestyle changes protect folks from developing Alzheimer's, even if they're at high risk genetically? 877-726-8255, that and other stories this hour, plus your phone calls and questions. This is a fascinating story. It's about a new proposal to come up with an alternative to the current Olympic Games. Now, as you know, the Olympic Games are carefully regulated by something called WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association. Nevertheless, it's estimated that 44% of athletes admit to using banned performance-enhancing substances. And so, it's kind of a cat and mouse game. The Russians have many times been disqualified. The East Germans under communism were notorious for using performance-enhancing drugs. You see that in the Tour de France, it's a frequent theme. There are a variety of ways to go with these performance-enhancing drugs that I'll describe in just a moment. But the new idea is just put it out all in the open. And just to acknowledge that people are going to dope. And so let's make the games about their athletic performance, but also about their scientific ingenuity, their ability to merge their training and their real aptitudes with high-tech medical developments, you know, such as things like EPO, which boosts the red blood cell count. It's used in patients with anemia, but it's also been used by athletes. It's highly illegal. The other is what's called blood doping, which means that you donate blood and it's kept refrigerated. And then before an event, you get a blood transfusion, which increases the oxygen carrying capacity of your blood. Also can be dangerous because when you take a blood transfusion and already have normal blood count, you thicken your blood, you can put yourself at risk for blood clots and people have died. There's also anabolic steroids, and there are so many different variants of them. It is really, really a very, very refined process by which some of these athletes select and combine and cycle some of these compounds. And as you can see in, for example, you know, there's Olympic weightlifting where the guys just look strong, but they don't have like really, they don't really look shredded. They don't look like bodybuilders. Now, bodybuilders, it's about appearance. And they flex their muscles, they, you know, starve themselves, they dehydrate so that they have, you know, so the veins pop out and the muscle definition is there. But actual Olympic bodybuilders are just about strength. You know, how much weight can you heft? The bodybuilders are not under the WADA restrictions, so they use all kinds of stuff. And often they die young. They die young of, you know, cardiovascular disease. It doesn't end well for them. They really put their health on the line so that they can look awesome. And then there's growth hormone, which, of course, has been the bane of Major League Baseball and other sports. And that, again, is detectable with tests. But in the enhanced Olympics, it's like, yeah, let it happen. Go for it. There's various forms of speed. There's stimulants that can, you know, and caffeine, let's face it, is a legal stimulant. People take it before events. I sometimes take a little caffeine. And because I'm caffeine naive, I don't drink a lot of caffeine. Taking a little bit of caffeine increases performance, no question. And now there's a new category of drugs. They're called myostatin inhibitors. And they're interesting drugs. They're actually being proposed as a way to counteract the effects of Ozempic, Mounjaro, these GLP-1 drugs and combo drugs that help people lose weight. Well, you lose a lot of muscle. The drug makers are thinking of using myostatin inhibitors as a way of preventing muscle loss when people lose scads of weight. Well, the athletes are going to get a hold of it, and that's going to make them have super big and super strong muscles, because myostatin is something that inhibits muscle size and growth. And if you inhibit the inhibitor, you get a net positive. You know, double negative is a positive. So you're going to get massive muscles, super strong athletes. They're going to participate in some of the events, not all the events, the Olympic events. You know, they're going to get rid of, curling and things like that. But they're going to compete in various areas of track and field, swimming, gymnastics, combat, and weightlifting. And boy, it's going to be kind of crazy. And Peter Thiel, who's a billionaire, has said, yeah, I'm down with it. He's putting some seed money into this. The developer of this is a guy named Aaron D'Souza. He's a lawyer, represented wrestler Hulk Hogan in his Peter Thiel-funded privacy case that bankrupted Gawker Media, if you'll remember, back in 2016. D'Souza calls this a real, honest, and open celebration of scientific innovation, right? Okay, because, you know, it's going to be like kind of a proving ground for these all these different performance-enhancing treatments. So the concern is, you know, are people going to die? Are they going to do themselves irrevocable harm? There is a concern. Critics of this say this is just horrible. D'Souza says, no, it's just a real honest performance event. Full on, using all of the above performance enhancers. They say the 200 or so athletes will have clinical supervision, full health insurance, and undergo, quote, a full system health check before competing. But, I wonder how it's going to pan out. I think it's going to attract a lot of media attention, because this is just catnip for social media and broadcast television, because they say that the Olympic Games are kind of staid and outmoded. There's like, you know, old fashioned thing developed by an aristocrat in 1896, amidst the Victorian period. And this idea of pure athletic competition is kind of, you know, it's old hat, mustache Pete. And we need new, exciting ways to revive our interest in sports. Well, we'll see. We'll see if it pans out. The Enhanced Olympic Games. 877-726-8255 our number. And when we return, we'll take some of your phone calls.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Shelters of Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, situated where I like to be on weekends, sharing vital health information with you. It doesn't get any better than that. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of those calls that people recorded when they called in during the week.
I have a wound that won't heal. The wound occurred when I had a arterial bypass in my leg, which was later followed by a below knee amputation. The wound got infected and has healed over a couple of times, but it opens up again. It's been very prone to weeping with clear fluids for the duration, the whole time.
Okay, so, wound healing, that's a big theme. And clearly, this is a caller who has something called PAD, peripheral arterial disease, because he had some kind of bypass procedure, and then that didn't really work to restore blood flow, and then he had to have an amputation. And often this occurs in the setting of diabetes. So I don't know whether this guy is diabetic, but it's likely he is. Perhaps a former smoker, that's certainly a risk factor for peripheral arterial disease. And then, of course, very out of range lipids can sometimes accelerate that, but it's usually the heart that takes the brunt of that before the extremities if you have high cholesterol. So, okay, what do you do for this? Well, you're under care, and so typically what they will do is they'll do therapies to improve circulation and help wound healing. They actually have some new compounds which are growth factors that they can apply directly to wounds. That can be helpful. Also, I highly would recommend hyperbaric oxygen. And that is actually something that's covered by insurance for wound healing. So some of the things that where hyperbaric oxygen might be helpful, dementia, or traumatic brain injury, things like that. You pays your money and you takes your chance. It's not covered by insurance. But there's even some studies on hyperbaric oxygen for inflammatory bowel disease, like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, to help facilitate healing in the intestine. So, all right. Other things that can be helpful in terms of supplementation, my favorite supplement for accelerating wound healing is these nitrate supplements, beet-derived things, nitric oxide. dilates blood vessels, improves circulation. You can also take arginine and kind of go at it two ways. The nitrates work on one nitric oxide pathway, dietary nitrates and supplementary nitrates. The arginine and or citrulline, or sometimes in combination, those enhance circulation. Pycnogenol has some circulatory enhancing effects, and maybe ginkgo biloba could also go into that equation. Just make sure you have adequate vitamin C and zinc. These are some of the key nutrients that are helpful for wound healing. That could make a difference for you. And obviously, control your blood sugar to the best of your abilities, because to the extent that you have high blood sugar, that's going to interfere with healing. So there you have it in a nutshell. 877-726-8255, our number. Does fatigue sometimes hold you back? Well, studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age. It's inevitable. It then contributes to a loss of energy and vitality. The only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production is NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and thereby it may counteract some of the effects of aging. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas like ProPax with NT Factor, immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and then there's pure NT Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking in a powder form or wafer form. I've been using NT Factor for years and prescribe it to my patients. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Those of you looking for NT Factor on FullScript, a little spotty on FullScript, so go directly to ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158 to order. This item has to do with the impact of a new type of blood test on dementia diagnosis. The findings reported in Nature Aging. All right, so there is no single blood test that predicts whether you're going to be at risk for Alzheimer's. And even the ApoE blood test, which suggests that you might be at higher risk, lifestyle factors like adequate sleep, adequate exercise, great diet, nutritional supplements, avoidance of harmful habits like smoking, these can protect seniors from Alzheimer's. There was a recent study which is called the SMART study, for standing for Systematic Multidomain Alzheimer's Risk Reduction Trial, looked at lifestyle factors, and they found that you could actually slow progression towards dementia or avoid it entirely through adoption of simple lifestyle habits, and even in people who were genetically at risk. This new blood test involves something called proteomic testing. They actually used 1,500 blood proteins, and they found that an assortment of them together predict the risk of developing dementia. Now, you need a computer. You need machine learning and AI to put this all together, because the human brain looks at all these results, and I can't make hide nor hair of it. But using AI, they found that there was an algorithm that they can use. Blood levels of four different proteins were strongly associated with dementia. These are not commonly tested for, but in the future, we will develop tests that are called proteomic tests based on machine learning and artificial intelligence that will look at a variety of factors together to identify risk of various diseases well ahead, and then we can undertake preventive care. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, Your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. Jot that number down because anytime you like during the week, you can record a question, and those questions become fodder for our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. You can also email us questions via questions@drhoffman.net, and those will form the basis for our weekly Q&A with Layla. Lots of ways to get us to respond to your questions and your interests here on Intelligent Medicine. So, all right, let's hear from one of our recorded questions.
I recently got blood work and my lipid panel came back very high. Total cholesterol 273, triglycerides 234, VLDL cholesterol 45, and LDL 183. I was sent for a scan that detects calcium and plaque in the arteries. My calcium score was zero, and I have no plaque in my arteries, the doctor said. I eat a mostly plant-based diet and pretty healthy. How is it possible that my lipids are so out of whack?
Okay, well, this is really a fascinating question, and embedded in it are two paradoxes. One is the paradox by which a vegan diet or vegetarian diet, which is very low in cholesterol, can still result in a high cholesterol. And that is because some people genetically produce more cholesterol and triglycerides. And in particular, sometimes on a vegetarian diet, one consumes a lot of starch. The carbohydrates in starch tend to increase your triglycerides, and thereby that has an impact on your cholesterol. One-fifth, the mathematical equation is one-fifth of your triglycerides get added on to your normal body's cholesterol production. And so, let's say if your cholesterol is 200 ordinarily, but your triglycerides are, let's see if I'm doing the math correctly, 200, you can add 40 points, one-fifth of your triglycerides to your cholesterol. Your cholesterol would be 240 just because of the triglycerides alone. And by reducing your triglycerides 100 points, you could drop your cholesterol 20 points. That's kind of a rough example of how that works. However, you really have a super high cholesterol, and that is a form of what is called genetic hyperlipidemia. And generally, people with that condition are prone to atherosclerosis at an early age, and they develop heart problems, strokes. They die young. And often with people of that condition, there's a family history. You know, you can say, well, you know, my dad died at 45 of a heart attack, and my uncle died at 52, and nobody seems to make it past 60 in my family. Well, maybe you've got one of those genetic hyperlipidemias. And those are often treated very aggressively with cholesterol-lowering drugs. But the key here is the second paradox, which is amidst abysmal numbers, really high cholesterol, you have zero plaque. And that's what I continuously try to point out in my writings and in my practice, is that cholesterol is not the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk, and not even LDL cholesterol, which is the culprit these days. I just wrote an article about this, because they always want to treat LDL. But what you really need to do is what you did, which is to have your coronary arteries checked. And if you have very little or no plaque, there's not much consequence to your high cholesterol. Now, you sound like middle age or older. If this happened when you were 20 or 25, I'd say, well, you know, you got about 70 more years of potential life. And over decades, with that high cholesterol, you could begin to develop cardiovascular disease. But if you're older, if you say 70, and the finding is you have zero plaque, it'd be pretty hard to imagine that in the ensuing 20 years of your life or more, you know, if you're lucky, 30 years, that you could go from zero to the red zone in terms of a plaque score in the hundreds that could signify the potential for obstruction and blood clots and heart attacks and strokes. So how is it possible? Well, I think that we, you know, in our hubris, where we believe we know everything, there's still some unrevealed secrets about why people like you seem to have Teflon arteries. That there, you may have some as yet undiscovered factor that may be revealed in the future that protects you from the consequences of super high cholesterol. And, you know, you really should be studied. You know, they should put you in a lab and analyze you 6 ways to Sunday to figure out what is it about you that A, generates the high cholesterol, even on a diet that's low in cholesterol, but more importantly, why is it that in the face of high cholesterol, you don't have any plaque? So, thank you very much for sharing that. And the bottom line is that people who have high cholesterol, who are told that merely because they have high cholesterol, they should go on a statin, sometimes that's a really good idea. Sometimes it's unnecessary. The analogy I use is, you know, you wear seatbelts when you're driving in your car, but if your car's in a garage and you decide to clean out your glove compartment, do you put the seatbelts on? Probably there's not a lot of gain to be had from putting your seatbelts on in that instance. 877-726-8255, our number. You can jumpstart your healthy New Year's resolution this year. Well, if you haven't already abandoned it, because statistics show that by this time of the year, oh, about 70-80% of people have already abandoned their New Year's resolutions. But you can improve your overall health with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorne. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorne supplements is 20% off, including Thorne's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fend off cognitive decline. It tastes great. It's a powder. You can add it to water. And through some ingenious food chemistry, they've made all the potent ingredients there. They've camouflaged them so that it tastes great, goes down easy, and you get all the benefits. Cinequel is rich in the best research ingredients that support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support after an impact-related head injury. Because this product, folks, was developed by an expert on TBI, traumatic brain injury. But what works for traumatic brain injury is also great for slowing or preventing neurodegenerative decline. Just go to drhoppen.com/thorn, that's T-H-O-R-N-E, for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorn products. That's drhoppen.com/thorn. All right. They talk a lot about racism in medicine. I mean, it's a big trend now in the wake of George Floyd and BLM. We're looking everywhere in all our institutions for signs of systemic racism and lack of equity. And I, to some extent, you know, that there's an argument to be made that African Americans and minorities are less well served by our healthcare system. Is there systematic bias or prejudice? You know, I got to say, in my medical career, I don't believe so, because I go to bat for all my patients, regardless of their, you know, race, creed, religion, you know, skin color, appearance. Makes no difference to me, and I think to the vast majority of my colleagues, it makes no difference whatsoever. But here's an instance where there may be a form of racism, because remember those devices that we all used during COVID? You know, if we got sick with COVID, we would put our finger into a little device, relatively inexpensive devices, you know, middle double digits in price. I mean, more sophisticated one could cost over $100, but they're relatively cheap. And it was recommended that people use these devices to determine if they really should pull a ripcord, show up at the emergency room because they were having difficulty breathing and oxygenating due to a severe case of COVID. These devices are called pulse ox or pulse oximeters. And they work by, it's an amazing technology. You don't have to, it used to be in the hospital, I would check people's blood oxygen all the time through a painful needle stick in the wrist. Ouch. Now we'll be able to do it non-invasively, and it's pretty accurate. I've used them on myself. I've used them on patients. But it turns out that you can get inaccurate results with darker skin. Hey, kind of makes sense, right? The darker skin may block whatever impulses it is that they measure. The FDA wrote, although pulse oximeters provide clinical benefit for patients through the non-invasive estimation of blood oxygen saturation, which you can do on your own. So it's a self-test where you can help your doctor assess whether you're in trouble. The risks associated with inaccurate pulse oximeter readings must be well understood. And so they say, the clinical evidence does demonstrate disparate performance in patients with darker skin pigmentation. So, what are they going to do? They're going to have to come up with a way to adjust, maybe put a chip or some kind of, you know, algorithm in the device to assess the baseline skin color characteristics and adjust for them. It points out that a lot of the drugs that we test, the devices that we test, are tested, basically on healthy, young to middle-aged white males. And women, often are under-recognized with this. And it's also, you know, we sometimes extrapolate and say, well, if it's good in adults, we can use it in kids. Well, kids are different. But also, there are, let's face it, there are distinct racial differences in the way people respond to medications. And here's an example where it might be warranted to say, hey, let's look at the impact of using these devices in people with different skin colors and adjust their accuracy for variations in skin pigment. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself.
Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And let's take one final recorded question. Let's hear it.
I'm a 56-year-old female, and I suffer from vertigo. And I was wondering, is there any treatment or supplement that I can take or diet that I can follow that will help me? At times, it is quite debilitating.
Okay. Well, you know, first of all, I'll note your age and sex. And at 56, a lot of women are going through menopause. And typically, menopausal symptoms are hot flashes and, you know, that kind of thing. But hot flashes are a manifestation of what's called the autonomic nervous system that's kind of out of control. And that happens when your hormones change. And sometimes that manifests as dizziness and lightheadedness. So I would look into that possible connection. It, you know, it may be a false start, but I wouldn't ignore the potential for menopause to exacerbate those symptoms. So that's number one. Number two, when it comes to diet, often a trigger for lightheadedness and dizziness is ups and downs of blood sugar. So I would go on a diet that stabilizes blood sugar. It's even conceivable that certain food allergens have an impact on that too, because they affect all parts of the body, the brain, the inner ear, and sometimes a cleaner diet, what we call an oligoantigenic diet or a paleo diet, where we eliminate some of the common food allergens like wheat and dairy, can improve people's equilibrium. So that's worth thinking about. I would also consider supplements like ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo biloba has been touted in treating vertigo and dizziness. And sometimes certain lipoflavonoids, a category of things mostly derived from citrus, that have some bona fides in treating dizziness. So dizziness and vertigo are very hard to treat. You know, each therapy or intervention has maybe a, you know, 20 or 30% chance of improving it. Since dizziness and vertigo trigger a lot of anxiety, I recommend cognitive behavioral therapy for dizziness and anxiety, because sometimes when you experience that, it's kind of amplifies and you get into sort of this cascade of fear and anxiety and apprehension that only makes matters worse. And sometimes contextualizing and saying, okay, this is a transient thing. It's not a big thing. It's not, you know, it's going to get better. Let it pass. Through cognitive behavioral therapy can be helpful. And sometimes the treatment for dizziness and vertigo is, unfortunately, antidepressants or even more potent benzodiazepines. I mean, if you're really experiencing a dizzy spell in the emergency room, they may give you Valium to really calm you down, because there's nothing as disconcerting as the feeling of, the ground is moving under you. You know, that sets off a lot of alarm bells in your nervous system. Finally, there's something called vestibular rehabilitation, which is actually the pioneer in that is my namesake, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. He's an ear, nose, and throat doctor, very prominent here in New York City. I sometimes get his mail by mistake, and we get confused between one another. He developed vestibular rehabilitation, which is a way of accustoming people to moving through space and changing position without experiencing vertigo. It's kind of a form of physical therapy that helps to accustom you to those position changes. So there you have it. I think there's a variety of things that can be helpful. I think magnesium may have a calmative effect. Anything that's calmative, even potentially CBD, could be calmative for people with this condition. Because there's certainly an anxiety component associated with this. So there you have it. Here's another final item. Gut microbiota, the bacteria in your intestinal tract, may influence the severity of a respiratory viral infection. This is very important for COVID, because some studies show that places where people consume a lot of fermented food with live bacteria have less severe outcomes with COVID. They say these findings uncover the complex interactions that link the intestinal microbiota with the macrophages within the lungs and their ability to reduce the severity of respiratory virus infections. So think the microbiome in terms of resilience against infections. All right. Well, take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Visit drhoffman.com. Follow the Intelligent Medicine podcast in your favorite podcast app and get new episodes every weekday. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter for the latest health news. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter for in-depth articles on the most relevant health stories. Comes out every week in your inbox. And make sure you check out the hub for all things Intelligent Medicine, our website at drhoffman.com. Shop drhoffmanstore.com for my full script dispensary.